The year was 1775. The place, Lexington, Massachusetts. Young Sylvanus Wood stood in the center of his company, nose nipped by the chill April wind, watching the approach of the British platoons. Nervous, he glanced at his fellow militiamen and performed a quick head count. 36, 37, 38. Only 38 farmers and tradesmen against the hundreds of British soldiers approaching. The odds were not in their favor. A British officer rode up to the cluster of terrified militiamen. He glanced over the paltry force with scorn. "Lay down your arms, you damned rebels, or you're all dead men!" But not a single rebel obeyed. The officer's face contorted in rage. "Fire!" he screamed. Suddenly, there was the sound of British guns, the hiss of bullets whizzing through the air. The shot heard round the world heralded the birth of a nation. But what kind of nation would this be, this nation birthed in blood? Surely Mr. Wood must have wondered, as the bullets flew and bodies fell, what they were fighting and dying for. Was it just freedom from the British, or was it something more, something noble and pure and unlike anything the world had ever seen? What would this new nation become? More than a decade later, in the summer of 1787, the Founding Fathers met to answer this very question. 55 delegates from various states discussed and debated and at last came up with a statement that would define the American project. "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity." Unity, justice, peace, freedom. These are the values on which this country was founded. And how to preserve these values? By ordaining and establishing a constitution for the United States of America. In order to make this dream a reality, the Founding Fathers knew they needed to provide a solid foundation for future generations to build upon. The Constitution they designed was fairer and more far-seeing than anything that had come before. It created a system of checks and balances to prevent the kind of tyranny that they had experienced under Great Britain. It contained a Bill of Rights, the first of its kind, protecting its citizens from the government itself. Last, but certainly not least, the founders made provision for changes to be made to this Constitution. It was not to function as a parking lot for liberty, as though they had arrived at the pinnacle of all wisdom on these matters. It was more like a road on which future generations would travel, leading them to a freer, more just society. Because of this humility and foresight, America would keep growing, keep progressing, keep changing for the better, liberating slaves, making women full and equal citizens, extending rights to more and more people in order to get even closer to those words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." But realizing this more perfect union was never a guarantee. It has always required the courage and sacrifice of its citizens. People like Nathan Hale, Elizabeth Stanton, Abraham Lincoln, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., and the many, many soldiers who have fought and died, who came home with injuries and memories they could never forget. These people and others gave up their time, their fortunes, even their lives, for what? They gave themselves for a country that is different from any other country on earth, a country devoted to the project of rooting out injustice and striving for equality, of conquering prejudice and embracing the stranger, of defending the defenseless at home and abroad. They gave themselves for a country that is honest about its mistakes and determined to do better. My generation of young Americans has inherited this legacy, but with it, we have also inherited a challenge. Not only must we maintain the liberties that our fathers fought and died for, but we, in our turn, must lobby and build and fight, yes, and some of us even die, for the cause of freedom. America is a country built on ideals, and only by passing these ideals from one generation to the next can we fulfill the vision of our founding fathers. If the Founding Fathers were to glimpse the country that they gave birth to, all grown up in 2020, they would be confronted with sickness and death, riots in the streets, and a political tempest. But behind the outward turmoil, they would see a country that is still striving to protect the vulnerable. They would see a country where people voice their opinions and vote for change. They would see a country that exposes its own flaws and tries to fix them. They would see that the heart of our country is still the same. America is not yet perfectly just, and its people not yet perfectly free. Our history is haunted by the legacy of slavery and oppression. But because our founding fathers' core values are alive and well, because we still fight and die for justice and liberty, America is indeed the country the founders envisioned.